Hey mamas, I really want to level set with you. This raising girls thing, it is not for the faint of heart. Some days are so beautiful and incredible. I just love raising daughters. And some days, it's just really hard. And it's their hormones. It's my hormones. It is all of it. What do we need to do to fix it? And where do we go from here? I'm so excited to tell you about something new that I'm offering. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. This life is for sure not for the faint of heart, right? I have four daughters. They range in age from 14 to 4. And it is so incredible. I absolutely love it. Nobody can compliment me like my daughter, but also I feel like they can argue with me in a way that my son just hasn't ever even broached. And part of that's his personality and my personality, but whew, man, it sometimes can be so difficult. So I just want to talk for a minute about what do we do when they start cycling and how do we help them to see that A, their body is amazing, it's incredible, and when they have a monthly menstruation, that is a good thing and a gift and not something to dread. And how do we see B, that they are so beautiful, that they are just incredible, and we want to empower them and leave them with that. And C, we want them also to know that there's so much they can do to support their health and really take that into their own hands, right? We have these hormonal shifts that are happening throughout the month, and there's so much we can do to support our body, and it starts with just learning to listen. This is so important. The studies that they have done on young girls that start charting, they found that regardless of if they were currently abstaining or currently intimate with a boyfriend or whoever, or multiple whoever's, when they learned more about their bodies, when they were taught body literacy, which is the ability to chart their cycles, to observe what's going on, to understand it, when they were taught body literacy, they, regardless of the reason they had been on hormonal contraception or that they had been sexually active, they stopped. And this study was done in an inner city area in the Bronx in 2015. I just think that is so powerful, right? We don't have to be in this world where we are constantly surrounded by girls making poor choices. When they understand and know more about what their body is telling them, they're going to respect it, right? Because they have that insight of understanding. They start to appreciate the way that they were made instead of being able to abuse it and throw it away. So although you may know all of the things about your hormones, about your monthly cycles, about the way that things are shifting throughout the month, your daughter may not want to hear from you when it comes to your period, right? Just like these conversations, these relationships can be tenuous. Sometimes we just need somebody that can be our ally, that is right there, and we know, gosh, I'm so glad you talked to sister so-and-so or aunt so-and-so or my friend Mrs. whoever it is, because I know she's going to steer you in the right direction. I am so thankful that I'm surrounded by a community that I can trust that my children, if they go to these friends' parents for advice, that they will be given faithful, beautiful advice. And that's what I want this to be for you, mamas. So I have started doing these Created to Flourish talks. It's actually a bit of a talk that I've brought back. Basically, in these talks, we go through cycle syncing. We go through what's going on in the menstrual cycle throughout the month. What are the most important things and how to know if something goes wrong and what we can do to move forward and help support your body in that time. Because the reality is that a lot of times we're confused, right? We don't understand some of the things that are happening. I just gave a talk last week and I had a young girl tell me that her mom, we were talking about tampon use and how that can cause problems. For example, heavy bleeding, severe cramping, just from using conventional tampons that have the chemicals in them. And she said, oh yeah, my mom tells me she wants me to change it anyway. And I said, well, that's good. I said, it's really important because of the likelihood of toxic shock syndrome. And she said, oh no, she said I should change it because I shouldn't have the blood sitting inside of me. And I just thought that was such a great opportunity to tell that girl how beautiful and amazing her body is and how there's nothing about that flow that is bad. There's nothing about it sitting inside of you that is going to poison you. It's highly nutritious, right? That's what a baby would be fed and sustained on until a placenta forms if a baby has not been conceived at ovulation. And so it's really important for us to be intentional about the way we're talking about these ideas. And sometimes as moms, I know that it can be difficult to just, mom, and answer all the questions all at once when you're trying to do something else and handle something totally differently. So that's why I started these talks. I hope that it will be beneficial to you all. I'm really excited to be able to start launching, doing them in person. Initially, I'm going to focus on doing some online. If you would like the link to one, please sign up for my email and I will let you know the next time I'm having a virtual talk. I would love to just help support you and your daughter any way that I can. If you at all are struggling with how to talk to your daughter, please sign up for my Created to Flourish workshop. I'd love to see you there.